December 2nd. And now, as we turn our attention to the reading of the New Testament, our narrative today will be from the book of 1 John, chapter 2, beginning at verse 18. We'll go through chapter 3 and verse 6. In Jesus Christ, you have an advocate, representing you before God's throne. When you sin, confess it to him, and receive his faithful forgiveness. In him, you also have an example, and you should walk just as he walked. Ask the indwelling Holy Spirit to make you more like Jesus Christ, and saturate yourself with his life as you read the Gospels. From Jesus Christ, you have a commandment to love God's people. The Father gave this commandment to Israel, and the Son to his disciples, and the Spirit enables us to obey it today. Because of Jesus Christ, you have a family. The members are at different stages of spiritual development, but all can receive the Word and grow. How wonderful it is when the little children become young men and then fathers. Now you also have some enemies: the world and the false teachers. Christians who love the world lose the enjoyment of the Father's love and the desire to do his will. We overcome the world with God's love and the liars with God's truth. And you have a wonderful hope: the coming of Jesus Christ. Abide in him so you will not be ashamed when he comes. And with that, let's begin our reading today in the New Testament. December 2nd, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, through chapter 3, verse 6. Dear children, the last hour is here. You have heard that the Antichrist is coming, and already many such antichrists have appeared. From this we know that the end of the world has come. These people left our churches because they never really belonged with us. Otherwise, they would have stayed with us. When they left us, it proved that they do not belong with us. But you are not like that, for the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and all of you know the truth. So I am writing to you not because you don't know the truth, but because you know the difference between truth and falsehood. And who is the great liar? The one who says that Jesus is not the Christ. Such people are antichrists, for they have denied the Father and the Son. Anyone who denies the Son doesn't have the Father either. But anyone who confesses the Son has the Father also. So you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will continue to live in fellowship with the Son and with the Father. And in this fellowship, we enjoy the eternal life he promised us. I have written these things to you because you need to be aware of those who want to lead you astray. But you have received the Holy Spirit, and he lives within you. So you don't need anyone to teach you what is true. For the Spirit teaches you all things, and what he teaches is true. It is not a lie. So continue in what he has taught you, and continue to live in Christ. And now, dear children, continue to live in fellowship with Christ, so that when he returns, you will be full of courage and not shrink back from him in shame. Since we know that God is always right, we also know that all who do what is right are his children. See how very much our Heavenly Father loves us, for he allows us to be called his children, and we really are. But the people who belong to this world don't know God, so they don't understand that we are his children. Yes, dear friends, we are already God's children, and we can't even imagine what we will be like when Christ returns. But we do know that when he comes, we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. and all who believe this will keep themselves pure, just as Christ is pure. Those who sin are opposed to the law of God, for all sin opposes the law of God. And you know that Jesus came to take away our sins, for there is no sin in him. So if we continue to live in him, we won't sin either. But those who keep on sinning have never known him or understood who he is.